Philip Sam for PX research and care, today's date is 03/11/2026, dictation is 4. S-U-E, Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-C. S-U-E spells O-S-U-E, J-O-S-U-E. The date of birth is 07/07/1996. 29-year-old gentleman here for to review lab results, period. Patient said he continues to have epigastric pain. He stated he had a positive H. pylori test sometime in September, but was not treated, period. He recently had a upper GI on 03/09/2026. The conclusion of the GI conclusion of this study was gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, gastritis unspecified without bleeding, diaphragmatic hernia without obstruction or gangrene. Other specified diseases of the esophagus. He said he continues to have epigastric pain and is here for treatment options, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review system. All systems were reviewed. Our negative, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status. percent of room air, blood pressure is 102/65, pulse 54, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, abdomen undescended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is the OH pylori infection untreated. Assessment number two is epigastric pain. Assessment number number three is gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Next, assessment number four is gastritis unspecified without bleeding. Number five is diaphragmatic hernia without obstruction or gangrene. Number six, other specified diseases of the esophagus, period. Today a patient received the following omeprazole, 20 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 14 days, number 28. Next medication, metronidazole, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 14 days, number 28. Next medication, clarithromycin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 14 days, number 28. He was advised that after 14 days he should wait for 1 week and return to the clinic so we can check him again for H. pylori. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.